we do what we do. Until the next time, God bless and keep is always my prayer.
Coco and Vieira, W264 AS, Melbourne and Palm Bay.
Somebody up in here tonight needs a breakthrough. And you came here looking, expecting for something to happen for you. Well, I came to let you know that if you're just showing your dance, make some noise, move your feet in your hands. Well, you got a chance, you want to get up and give God all you can. Let your showing your dance, make some noise, move your feet in your hands. Well, you got a chance, you want to get up and give God all you can. Don't you know you
Good morning. You are now tuned into the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. But each Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. Your host for the morning is Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is on. Playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned for more gospel and be blessed this morning. He's got it all in control. It goes out this morning for Pastor Gladys and Mother Rose Wiggin. Whatever the problem is, he's got it all in control.
We're standing in need of prayer. We need prayer when we're sick. Lord, we need prayer when we're well. Riding along in our automobiles, we need prayer. In our home, we need prayer. On our daily occupation, Lord, we need prayer. In our school, in our churches, in our community, we need prayer. Lord God, we come today. We come as we know how. We come to bring the gospel and song. We pray that you will go out and root up and tear down in the name of Jesus. We should gain in the glory, Lord, let it go to Calvary. Lord, we come with thanksgiving. We come thanking you for another chance. Thanking you for our lying down last night. Thanking you for stationing an angel by the bedside. Handcuffing Satan and made death behave. We was able to rise from our sleeping couch this morning. Walked out and saw a brand new day which we hadn't seen before. Was able to go down to our breakfast table. And we had food to eat. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you because you've been so merciful and so kind to us. You've been with us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, much as I like to, I'm not able to answer a prayer. I can't even save myself. But knowing that you're a prayer hearing God, you got all power in your hand. You know what we need even before we ask you. You know where we've been before we get back. Lord God, have mercy. Lord God, stop by. Lord, stop by and create in us clean hearts and renew the right spirit. Lord God, touch our hands because some of us got hands and cannot feel. Some of us got a mind and can't think for ourselves. Some of us got a heart and can't love nobody. Some of us got legs and we can't even walk. Some of us got a tongue and we can't talk. Thank you, Jesus. But you being a good God, You aimed us to have a portion of our health and our strength, and for this I just want to tell you much obliged. Lord God, stop by the Youngest Hospital. Stop by the old folks' home. Stop by the institution. Somebody needs you today, Jesus. Somebody in a special way just don't know that you're the God that never lost a case. God that never lost a patient. Lord, stop by and stop by the foster home. Stop by and let the little children know that you will be a mother for the mothers. You will be a father for the fathers. Lord God. Lord God, bless everybody on the sound of my voice. Somebody need a blessing in your name, Jesus, in your name, when we can't pray any longer. Give us a home somewhere so we can praise your name. These are the blessings by your son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And amen again.
Oh, we're just having a little problem this morning, but we still here. And we know that God is in charge this morning. So we are just going to may have some skips, but we are still here. And we hope you will continue to listen to us this morning, because God is in charge and God is a good God. Hey.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. Come on. God is a good God.
Oh, does anybody know he is a good God this morning? Go live for Pastor Rodney William and First Lady Sister William and all the Sinai Sadat Primitive Baptist Church family. God is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised this morning. He's good. Brother Charles Harris and Brother C.J. Harris. Pastor Odell Watson and First Lady Mother Latrell Watson, Mount Moriah AME Church, Reverend George Meyer and Reverend Clarence Whipper Sr. Go out for the all set names, Mount Moriah AME Church. Go out for Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church and all your church family. Pastor Loretta Bonsby, awesome God present and all your ministerial staff. And oh, God is a good God. Go live for Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. Pastor Addison Mitchell, Pastor and First Lady Mother Barbara Mitch and all the church family at Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. God is a good God. Tell somebody. Yeah. Yeah. Sister Audrey Johnson, Sister Veronica Jenkins, Sister Betty Payne. Go live for Brother LaSalle Williams, Sister Evelyn Williams, and Brother Johnny Hubbard, Sister Lorraine Hubbard, Sister Clifford May Herbert. Stopping by your house this morning, Sister Esther Walker, Sister Easter Butner, all the said name this morning. Know that God is a good God.
Do you know he's able? Do you know that he's able?
Go live for Brother. Brother Lindsay Grubbs. We like to say happy birthday to him. Celebrated on last evening, and it was a great time. God is a good God. Brother Lindsay Grubbs goes out for him this morning. Happy birthday to you. God is good. You know, when you're surrounded by family and you are loved by family, what can you say? But God is a good God.
Come on, put your hands together.
Oh, God, it's good. Bring a word about my sponsors at this time. But just before I bring you my sponsors, I have a community announcement. A community announcement coming from Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. And you know what it says? Everyone is invited to West Coco Community Thanksgiving Service. This will take place on Tuesday, November the 20th at 6 p.m. Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church and New Hope Deliverance Temple has joined together to give thanks to all the world has done for our country. And we thank God for that. And you know what? You don't have to have a ticket. You are invited. There'll be prayer, singing, Thanksgiving message given by the shepherd there. On the shepherds of New Hope Deliverance Temple, Pastor C.H. Carter, and the Anointed Women of God. Now, this is located at 4101 Mulway Avenue in the city of Cocoa. That's November the 20th at 6 p.m. for a power-packed celebration, God's celebrating of God's blessing. Now, you are invited. Come and be a part of it. There's no tickets. You don't have to reddish. Just walk on in. Because the doors of the church is open. And you know, it's all free. Come out and join them. Before I go any further, I'm just going to say thanks to all our veterans, wherever, don't know names, but wherever you are and whoever you are. If you've served in the armed force, we thank God for you this morning. And you know what? God is good. And he took care of you through it all. So we just thank God for all of our veterans. What capacity you served in, it's all right. We don't have to know. But we're just letting you know that we here at WWBC acknowledge all of our veterans on this morning. Now bring your word about my sponsors. None other than Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Owned and operated by Brother Freddie Randalls. And his son Jason is there. Located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. That's Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. You know, custom paint, that's different paint. Whatever you would like, you can find it at Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. He has rooms, houses. He have houses for sale. If you would like to, you know, all us need somewhere to stay. Check him out. See what he have houses for rent, houses for sale. That's Freddy's Custom Paint Body Shop. Call him at 453-6316. Area code is 321. Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Now it is also brought to you in part by the Stones Funeral Home, the home that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind. Established since 1923. Sis still in business. Sister Jan Stone, owner and licensed funeral director. Family business dedicated serving other families in their time of sorrow, whose real and deep concern goes beyond profession excellence. Satisfaction comes from knowing and doing all that can be done at a difficult time and doing it better than most. Now, that's the Stone Funeral Home. One funeral home, two locations to serve you better. They have locations at 516 King Street in the city of Cocoa, 632-2344, 2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida, 727-9009. Area code is 321. Now that's one funeral home with two locations to serve you better. Stone's Funeral Home, small enough to know you, large enough to serve you. And there's no exception for experience at the Stones Funeral Home. Let them take care of your loved one. Stones Funeral Home is able, willing, ready, and know how to handle all of your funeral arrangement. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest. As I told you, we are having a little problem this morning, but you know God is in charge, and I'm going to do the best I can. So if I have some skips, that's why. And I'm going to bring you as much gospel as I can this morning. So just be a little patient with me, because God is in charge. Mother Rose Wiggin, he is in charge. But I ask him all the time, remember me. Goes out for Mother Annie Mae Price and Reverend Reggie Robertson. Brother Walter Davis Jr., Brother Jesse Hanks, and all your families. Oh, ask the Lord to remember you then. Come on. Brother Charles Harris, like, once again this morning, remember me.
Remember me.
because I got any witnesses out there this morning that knows you want the Lord to remember you. Just remember you when goes out this morning for Brother Douglas Brothers and Mother Leotis Brothers. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Tell somebody. He woke us up this morning. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Tell somebody. Sister Sylvia Dupree this morning, and goes out for Mother Rose Wiggins' two little grands this morning, if I had their names around, but they know who they are. Goes out for them this morning. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Tell somebody. Because he's a great almighty God. Josie and Cortez, I believe. If it's not, you know they are your grand, Mother Rose Wiggins. Who wouldn't serve a God?
Yeah!
We just need to serve him this morning. Tell somebody. If you are not doing it, you just need to serve him. We know. And his name is Jesus. That's the name. Just remember, the name is Jesus. And we'll serve him this morning. Thank God for him this morning. Bring another word about my sponsors at this time. This program brought to you in parts none other than Riverview Memorial Garden. The place where quality and service is a must. That's Riverview. Owned and operated by Brother Duncan McKenzie. Located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. You can always reach him at 632-9050. Area code is 321. Now that's Riverview Memorial Garden. He still have the records if you would like to obtain one, and they are free. Just call him and let him know. You know the old records. You need another one, or you know, sometimes we misplace, can't find it, but that's all right. He'll take care of it at Riverview Memorial Garden. He still have the Marva Grant headstones, and they are available. You can call him if you would like to obtain one. When you go, you'll know where your family or your friends at. So check that out. Also, he have burial plots there, mausoleum, grants, memorial benches, cremation service at Riverview Memorial Garden. And he brought, this program is brought to you in parts by Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Family owned and operated since 1960, still in business. That's where quality and service counts, and that's Crest Cleaner. They will take care of the dry cleaning, laundry, alteration, draper, suede, leather. Take care of the wedding gown, if that's your heart desire. Now, they do have Simpsons on hand, and maybe we lost some weight and need taken in, or maybe we just need it let out. Hemlining, all that take place at Crest Cleaners. One day service in by 10 a.m. out by 5. And they are open 7 a.m. On your way in, on your way out, you'll find Crest Cleaners open. And also on Saturday morning, they're open at 9 a.m. Didn't get in on Friday. Well, that's all right. They are there. They have locations in Titusville, Merritt Island, Cocoa, Rockleg, Polk St. John, VL, Suntree, North Melvin. That's Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Let them be the provider for your garment. I'm going to bring you one more. None other than Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Owned and operated by Brothers Johnny Fred Bailey Sr. And we have Brothers Johnny Fred Bailey Jr. They are both there. Located at 1305 Franklin Street in the city of Cocoa. And you can always reach him at 636-3615. Area code is 321. Now that's Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. But he specializes in collision work. But he does have cars for sale, new car, used car. He have the car you long want to own. Wondering where you're going to get it? Stop in. Let him take care of it. At Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Going back into the program and play one of the latest and the greatest. Yes, we are still here. As I said this morning, we are having a little difficult with some of the equipment here, but we still going to be here because we refuse to let the devil rule us. We are outsmart him. So just remember that. As you go through, we're smarter. All this goes out for all the sick and the shut in this morning, all over, the ones that I know and the ones that I don't know, they're all around. And we thank God for Jesus this morning. And we want to send this, he'll be a shelter. Know he'll be a shelter. Pray for family unity. the United States of America military personnel. I'll lift them all up in prayer this morning. Pray for family unity, our country, especially our children and the ones that are unsaved. Let's lift them up in prayer this morning. And we want to lift up Brother Jesse Grubb, come a lesson in Melvin, but he's doing better, and thank God for that. We love to hear that, because we know God is a healer. He's a deliverer. He's an on-time God. He's an almighty God. So let's just lift them up in prayer. And there are others that I might not know, but it goes out for you too, because he will be a shelter. He's a healer, deliverer. He's on time. Just remember that he's always on time. And let's just lift them all up in prayer. We have ones that are, I don't know, but you goes along with it too, wherever you are, and the sound of my voice. And we thank God for all of you out there, the listener, because he will be a shelter.
For the Lord.
That this morning for Sister Jan Stone, Ruja Stone, Sister Callan Stone, and Brother Rudolph Stone. Goes out for the whole Stone Funeral Home staff. Oh, he's a shelter.
Been a shelter in a time of trouble. I called on Jesus. He was right there when I needed him. He's been a friend of trouble.
He'll be a shelter, sick and shirt in all of a Reed family. He'll be a shelter for you. Just trust him. And you know, you can always lean on him. And he don't get tired. You can always lean on Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord this morning. Feel good, Mother Rose Wiggin. Because God is in charge.
this right here. I was raised in a family. We didn't have a lot of money. A lot of my friends, they thought that was funny. But at a very young age, my mother taught me how to pray. And that's the reason why I'm standing here today. Just because I'm lifting hands
in life,
I can tell
you prayer.
Prayer
was. Oh, I got anybody out there this morning made it this far with prayer. You know, prayer is the key this morning. Faith unlocked the door.
Prayer brought me through.
Prayer brought me through.
I made it in this life with prayer.
Damn, let me tell you about me. It got real hard at times. I couldn't see my way through. But I'm so glad that I know what prayer can do. If you take it to Jesus, and all you gotta do is leave it there, I guarantee that God will answer prayer.
Goes out this morning for Mother Rose Wiggin. This morning, I'll send this out for her. She made it in prayer. Go for you, you, and you.
Oh, I can tell you this through prayer.
When I was a little boy, I used to have to go to school with a colostomy bag on my side because I couldn't go to the bathroom by myself. People used to laugh at me in school and they used to make fun of me, but I know through my mama's prayer. The doctor said it would never come off. The doctor said I have to walk around the rest of my life with this bag, but mama kept on praying for me. Through prayer, he made a way for me. He brought me out. And since I've become a man, I learned one thing, how to lean and depend on Jesus. And I learned how to stay down on my knees and keep on fasting and praying. And I learned if you, I just stay right there and call on God and mean it from my heart, he'll work it out for me. I know he will.
Has I got anybody out there that made it this morning? Yes, we made it. He's only man-made. God is in charge. Just remember that. He is in charge. We're talking about Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. Us this morning, and we thank God for him.
Y'all excuse me right now, but I feel pretty good. Because I begin to look back over my life and see where God has brought me from. When I look back and see how far he's brought me, I know that it was nothing but his grace, which make my mind run back to an old song that we don't sing anymore. And if it's all right with you, I would like to take my time and tell you how I feel about God's amazing grace. Let me take my time and tell you. Oh. Let me take my time and sing it. Oh, listen to me. How sweet. How sweet. I ain't gonna get in no hurry. I just wanna tell you how sweet the sound. I wanna tell you what it done for me. Cause I haven't been saved all my life. But this is what it done for me. Been saved. Not that you, but I'm talking about like me. But since I found Jesus, I can tell you, but right now, not tomorrow, but right now, I'm not talking about yesterday, I'm talking about right now, I'm found. And when I finally opened up my eyes to see what he's done for me, I can tell you, Lord, I was blind. Somebody tell him thank you. You that know that God has brought you. Why don't you tell him thank you? Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you.
Oh, it was amazing grace this morning. Amazing grace. Tell somebody it was amazing grace. I'm going to bring you a community announcement back again at this time, which we want you to be a part of it. Yes, a part of it. Starting November. Oh, we need the Lord this morning. But right now, I'm going to bring you. Enjoy. Everyone is invited to the Cocoa West Community Center Thanksgiving service on Tuesday, November the 20th at 6 p.m. Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church and New Hope Deliverance Temple has joined together to give thanks for all the Lord has done for our country. You know, we thank God for them this morning. There will be prayer, singing, Thanksgiving message given by the Shepherd of New Hope Deliverance Temple and Pastor Carter and the anointed woman of God. Please join Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church at Reverend Addison Mitchell and be a part of this great celebration. And oh, we need the Lord this morning. This will take place on November the 20th at 6 p.m. And you know what? You're invited. You don't need a ticket. Just those of the churches open. Just walk on in. Now, don't remember, be a part of this great celebration this morning. Well, the clock on the wall says about my time to leave you this morning. But you know, it's been a pleasure. Wherever you was listening, it was a pleasure this morning. And you was tuned to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. And you know we need the Lord. And once again, just want to say it to all our veterans who serve in different capacity this morning. We will thank God for you, you, and you. Don't have to have names, but you know where you was and what you did. And we thank God for you this morning. And we thank God. And once again, Brother Jesse Grubbs sent it out for him this morning. He come a lesson in Melvin Rehab. But we know God is a healer, he's a deliverer, and he's an on-time God. And Brother Lindsey Grubb, happy birthday to you. Celebration on last evening. We had a great time at his sister's house, and we just enjoy, you know, family get together. It makes a difference. Play something old, play something new, played it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad. Did the best I could with what I had. And you know the best is Jesus. That's the best this morning. Just remember that. But you know what? We need the Lord this morning. Your host has been Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitch, and you was tuned to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour each Sunday morning from 9 a.m. until 10. See you in church today. And just remember, we need the Lord. Pleasant good morning from yours truly and Sister Becky Mitchell. And we wish you a great, great week. And we'll see you. Hope to see you next week. Had some problems this morning, but we know God is in charge. So we continue what we're supposed to do. And I thank God for Jesus. Pleasant good morning.